back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And let me remind everybody once again, download the Devil Radio app, Apple, Google, from our website. Tell you what, you can take Devil Radio with you 24-7 anywhere you go and listen to your favorite shows. A lot more to talk about. One good thing happened in Maryland. They have a Republican governor named Hogan, who is moderate by Republican standards, but he's still a Republican. By Republican standards, you know, he's against Trump. He doesn't believe in the big lie. That's all good. He couldn't get elected in Maryland if he pulled that kind of stuff. But he initially, and just now, entered an order denying the ability of people on unemployment comp in his state to get the $300 supplement that was authorized by Joe Biden. In other words, you're on unemployment comp in any state and they all pay different amounts and all that. You get $300 a week more out of that federal relief aid to get you through COVID and back on your feet. 25 Republican states said, we're not going to take it, and issued executive orders denying their people the $300. And what they say is the people on unemployment comp are lazy. These are the Republicans. And they want that unemployment comp money. And because there's $300 extra, they won't take jobs that are available. And that is false. That is absolutely false. Most people want to work. Most people are desperate to get back into a job because unemployment comp doesn't last forever. Get yourself into a good job. And the handful that will take unemployment comp rather than work, they're going to still take it, just not get the $300. And they are usually people, single moms with young kids, have no child care. How are they going to go to work? They have a 2- and a 4-year-old. What? You leave them alone, say, here's some snacks. Be good girls and good boys and just sit there. Can't do it. Fortunately, a judge in Maryland got in Hogan's face. The judge said, no way. No way. The judge blocked it. And more judges should do that. More judges say the president is authorizing $300. You do not have the right to stop people from getting a federal benefit. There's a federal benefit. Only Congress can do that. And they won't do it because Pelosi and Schumer won't let them, and Biden would veto it. We're going to the lines. Jim of Watertown, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jim?
Yes, sir. I have a question, and I'm glad I picked up your radio because I've been out of the area for a while, so appreciate your show. I got a question. They were saying that, hold on, I got to get over because of the state police here. Got somebody pulled over.
There you go. Yep.
And they were saying that the, you know, some of the Republicans were saying that that drive that they had in Madison in the park for voters is illegal.
Right.
You know, is it illegal or isn't it?
No, it's not illegal. Thanks for asking that. That's a very good question. And here's what the Republicans are saying, because look, Madison is basically a Democratic majority town. Milwaukee is a Democratic majority town. So anything they can do to throw shade on voting in either of those cities, they'll do. What happened in Madison was, they're calling it ballot harvesting. In other words, you could come and you could, you had your ballot, you know, there's an absentee ballot, you know, it's paper ballot, and you could leave it with these people. This was totally authorized. And then they would get it to the clerk's office. And the Republicans are alarmed because they think, well, that's a lot of ballots. And we're going to do everything you can to damage voting in Madison and Milwaukee. Now, they call it ballot harvesting, which makes it sound bad. And what they just passed in Arizona was a law. This is Arizona now, not Wisconsin, a law against ballot harvesting. They say that nobody can take your ballot for you and deliver it to a clerk unless they're a family member or a caregiver. And the reason they did it in Arizona is only 29% of the Navajo Indians in Arizona are on a mail route. 71% of them aren't even close to a mailbox anywhere. So what happens is some woman or man in their village or whatever, there's a mail run once a week. And anybody who wants, you know, Christmas cards, birthday cards, utility bills, or ballots if they're voting, they put them in his sack and he drives however long in a rusty pickup truck somewhere and takes them to the post office. He'll go to jail in Arizona for doing that next time. He will go to jail as a ballot harvester. But he's not a ballot harvester. He's a Navajo Indian who has to live in a crummy part of the state and isn't near a mailbox. And most Navajos aren't going to even own cars, many of them. And certainly an 80-year-old woman who wants to vote, how's she going to get it to a mailbox 30 miles away? If somebody doesn't drive it for her, and if she doesn't have a family member or caregiver, how's she going to get it there? That's what they're trying to get at. Now, in Madison, what they do is very convivial. They had, you know, it's a voting day of some sort. They called it something. It's kind of neat in one of the parks. Everybody gets together and they collect these ballots. There's no fraud. There's no fraud. It's just like, yeah, Luke, you're at the mic. Luke is a Madison guy. So, Luke, what's your opinion on this?
Yeah, I mean, the Madison Democracy in a Park events last fall, and I believe we held them in the spring as well. But the main reason was you have to have a witness on your absentee ballot. And I believe the city clerks were concerned that there were just not going to be the opportunities for individuals that were following the Safer at Home orders, that were living alone, we're going to have that ability to vote absentee because they didn't have a witness to sign their ballot. So the main reason why they held the Democracy in the Park event was so that residents across the city could go out to an open door facility where there was less likely chance for them to contract coronavirus in the middle of a pandemic, have a clerk or a city official sign off as the witness for their ballots, and then collect them legally. And so that was the main concern. It was that people were staying, they were social distancing in the middle of a pandemic, and they needed some way to be able to offer their citizens a way to safely have a ballot witness rather than sitting inside at the county buildings, at the libraries, at schools, indoors in long lines because a lot of people were trying to vote still, and then having to potentially contract COVID by going and sitting and waiting in those lines to vote in person. And so that's really what the Democracy in the Park event was. It was held in a park, so it was an outdoor facility that could accommodate for that witness signature legally.
Excellent explanation. Excellent from a native Madisonian who was right there on the ground. And the Republicans are saying that's fraud. That's not fraud. These were clerks. These were authorized individuals to take it. And it had a good purpose, which is avoiding COVID. So the fact is that it was absolutely legal. Not only that, it's legal now, even after COVID is somewhat on the decline, although it's not stamped out. And the Republicans call it ballot harvesting. So they'll go up to their areas and they'll, the big lie that this was somehow illegitimate, they'll say, oh, in Madison, people stumbled drunk into a alley somewhere and some guy in a raincoat took their ballot. Seriously, that's the kind of stuff they say. Well, you know, you're a guy who doesn't follow the news. You hear that. You don't like that. I don't like that. And then they think there's fraud. There's no fraud. Luke just explained it quite well. And so what it is it's legal. The Republicans are trying to pass legislation against ballot harvesting, as they call it, saying that this is. But the problem with that is this was all approved by the state elections board and it's approved by courts. So who else is supposed to approve it? I approve it. That doesn't mean anything. They all approved it. And so what's going to happen is they're not going to pass this legislation. I hope Madison does it again. I hope Milwaukee does it. Milwaukee could absolutely do it, especially in the inner city. It'd be terrific. That's what they should do. Thanks for calling in. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.